Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with the Rams.
Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate you guys being here. Had a good practice. Guys were in high spirits. We're excited about big challenge with the Rams coming in on Sunday afternoon. And we know what an important game it is, and our guys are preparing accordingly. So what questions do you have?
John, you faced Aaron Donald a few times and have done pretty well against him. What's kind of the key when you're going against a dominant interior guy like that?
Well, I mean, he's number 99, right? And you got to know where he's at all times and try to get as many people blocking him as you can, for as long as you can, which is a tall order. He's one of probably the greatest to ever play in that position. And so he's definitely that, but not just him. They've got quite a few really good players on defense. They play really hard. They're flying around. Very disruptive front. So we've got our work cut out for us.
Was it different at some point to come back from the momentum and then deal with the late bye week?
No, I think it's been good for us. I mean, our guys are in good spirits. The time off will be good for us, I think, physically and, mentally as well. So, but it's just part of the National Football League, and we've got a big challenge in front of us Sunday, and that's what everybody's focusing on.
John, this is an offense that likes to thrive on some big plays. You guys have done really good at limiting big plays, especially in the pass game. What do you think about the challenge of trying to keep a lid on them?
Right, that's a big challenge. I mean, it's number one priority. You have to keep these guys from the chunk pass plays. It's whether it's play action, drop back pass. I mean, their drop back pass rate right now is one among the highest in the league, if not the highest, in terms of pretty much every situation. Got a quarterback that knows how to do it, knows how to handle protection, but also the boots, the change, the misdirection passes with the run game. So kind of all ties together in their system. Matt Stafford knows how to do it, as well as anybody as far as running that system. Great play caller. So all those things come into play.
John, watching tape, did you find yourself wondering why Nakua fell as far as he did in the draft? I mean, do you remember doing any homework on him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I liked him. He was one of my highest-rated guys. And you can ask anybody here. Ask the wide receiver coach, Coach Lewis. Ask the scouts. He was way up on my board. So,
you were scouting the wide receivers, remember? I think you were saying that.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Yep. He was – and just – he's playing exactly how I thought he would. So, for the record, but the challenge. I mean, to your point, and it's not. I mean, again, they've got a great, really good receiving core. I mean, they've got guys, all across the board. I mean, Cooper Kupp's not too bad either. And Higbee's a really good tight end, and DeMarcus is playing really well as well. So, Atwell, he's a speed guy. You got to keep an eye on him downfield at all times. So it's a good group.
John, you mentioned a couple weeks ago that Marcus Williams would really gain steam and be closer to the player that he has been for you guys as the season went along. In that last game against the Rams, he had a couple breakups. Is he close? How close is he to kind of the healthy player at his best? And do you think this bye week is really something that a guy like him is really going to benefit from?
Right. Yes to the last part, I would say, and then yes to the first part too. He's. You could see it. Really starting to kind of come together in the last game. And, I mentioned to him Monday at practice, I feel like he's kind of ready to step out and go make some big plays for us. But he's getting around the ball now. He kind of showed up downfield in front of the ball a couple of times. He made a couple of hard-hitting tackles, and he looks good. I mean, he's a guy you don't want to forget about. He's a great football player. Marcus is a great football player, and having him back there is a big plus for us.
Coach, the weather gets cold, and the running game amps up. How great is it to have three guys and Lamar Jackson able to run the ball and really that part of your game, that part of the season?
Oh, big part of it. I mean, yeah, December football. December football, January football, the run game's important. Stopping the run's massive. Stopping the run against this team is critically important. Running the ball against this defense is very important. I mean, it's going to be that way. We're going to be saying that every week all the way through December here. So, big part of it.
John, Odell's going against some team in the Rams who won a Super Bowl with them. Now we're 12 games in. How would you think, what the impact of Odell this year for this team?
Right, yeah. Odell will be a captain for us, one of our captains in this game, and he'll go out there and do the coin toss and stuff, and he'll be out there playing. I mean, he's a heck of a football player. I mean, he draws a lot of attention. He's making plays. I think he's really coming into his own health-wise right now and getting stronger and faster. I mean, it's a big road back from where he had to come from, and I just, you see it every single week. You guys watch the games. He's an explosive element to what he's doing. I mean, he can really go. And And I know he's going to make a bunch of big plays down the stretch here.
John, you addressed the weather question, but specifically this Sunday, it looks like high winds possibly and a lot of possible rain. Does that factor into preparation in terms of how you would adjust?
Absolutely, Mark. I mean, you know, winds are a big factor in the passing game and the kicking game, you know, so those, we've got to take that into account. Just catching it, you know, whether it's catching a punt, a kickoff, or catching a pass. Ball handling is going to be a big part of it. We're a ball handling offense, so we've got to handle the ball in wet weather. That's going to be important to us. We'll be keeping that in mind. And it'll be big for them, too. I mean, they've got to do the same thing. They play in the same weather we do. So, well, you know, if we can take advantage of any mistakes they might make, I mean, you've got to win the game in every type of circumstance, and the elements are a big part of it.
John, you've had a handful of, you know, sort of less heralded players, guys like maybe Harrison or Brent Urban or a few guys come to mind that have made, you know, notable contributions and plays throughout the course of the season. How important is it to have those sort of guys? I don't call them offenders because that's not really what they are, but those guys who can, you know, contribute and make those sorts of plays throughout the course of the season for a successful season.
Right. Well, I mean, it's massively important for everybody to be a part of what you're doing. I mean, football is the consummate team game. It always has been. And it's not a one-man show. It's not a two-man show. It's not a star system. It's a team system. It always has been. I think teams that recognize that, and I think teams do recognize that more so than anybody probably when you're in the middle of it, you know that every single guy is important, and every single guy is important in the course of a game or the season. Somebody's going to make a play. Somebody's got to make the play. And if you're on that field, you have an opportunity to make a play. As a matter of fact, you're going to be required to make the plays that come your way, you know, and you either do it or you don't. And I think that's what guys, it's kind of the ultimate meritocracy, you know. You're out there, you have an opportunity, and you either do it or you don't do it. So our guys have stepped up. So many guys have stepped up, to your point. It's just a great point, Brian. That's why, you know, we're where we're at right now. So we've got to keep building on that, and we've got to do it down the stretch. Yeah, he had kind of an illness, sickness type deal. So, you know, hopefully he'll be back tomorrow with that.
John, injured guy that's not been around, but is Ardarius Washington done for the season, or is the door still open for him to return?
You know, I'll have to get back to you on that one. I don't know for sure. I mean, I'm not really planning on being back, in all honesty. But let me check again, because it's been a while since I've looked into that one. Right. I mean, I think it kind of goes back to Brian's point. You know, it's exactly right. Guys have done that. Geno, no more than anybody, right? Leads the league in interceptions, you know, and he always knew he could do it, you know, and we always pretty sure he could do it. We knew he could do it. And, you know, guys get a chance and they do it. So proud of him. But, you know, I guarantee you one thing. What Geno's thinking about is he's not looking back. He's looking forward to this next game and the next games in December.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks.
Great job.